How to pick up a drop stitch. Figure 11. Please understand that your knitting machine is foolproof and cannot in itself cause a drop stitch. You are, however, the master of this machine, and if you should happen to do something incorrect, you could conceivably cause a drop stitch. I have told you previously that anything that might seem to go wrong with your knitter, which is the result of your inexperience at this point, will never spoil your knitting and can always be easily corrected. To identify a drop stitch, look for one or more stitches which may have slipped off the needle and ripped down several rows and which is not even with the rest of your knitting. That means that you must now bring back the stitches that have slipped off the needle and re-knit them so that it is even with the rest of your work. To do this, you must use your one-eye transfer tool, 3H and 3I. Your drop stitches have formed a sort of hole, and the stitches that have dropped have formed parallel lines, each single line across the opening signifying one row of unknitted knitting. Using the one-eyed end of your transfer tool, slip the one-eyed end of the transfer tool from top to bottom behind the parallel strands of yarn until you come to the first completed knitted stitch. Then insert the one-eyed end of the tool into the fully knitted end of the stitch going from outside in and swing your tool around with the last good stitch on it. Bring this loop up to the needle that has lost the stitch and return the stitch to that needle. This done by placing the eye of the tool on the hook of the needle and gently pulling forward until the stitch is back on the needle. You now have to knit back the rows that you have missed. To do this, use the same tool and pick up the loose strands of the ripped row coming up from behind with your one-eyed tool. Bring the strand onto the needle and then manually knit in that row. This is done by placing the strand of yarn on the hook of the needle in front of the open latch, see illustration 12. Then, knit this in by pushing the butt of the needle back until another stitch is formed. Repeat this strand by strand from the bottom up until all your stitches are knitted, even with your piece of work. When you've had practice in doing this, you will accomplish this in just a few minutes. Increasing and decreasing. When knitting a garment and forming its shape, it is necessary to increase or decrease your stitches just the same as is done with the old-fashioned pair of knitting needles. There are many patterns available which instructs you how to make a complete garment row by row, and when you are more advanced, you'll be able to adapt hand-knitting instructions and even create your own designs and garments. To increase one stitch at a time, you push up the needle to knitting position B. Nearest to your knitting, on the same side where the carriage rests. When you push up one needle at a time to increase one stitch at a time, it is only necessary to bring your carriage across to add a stitch to your piece of knitting. This is called an automatic increase, and can only be accomplished one stitch at a time at the beginning of a row. If you have to increase several stitches at a time at either edge, figure 10, push the amount of needles equal to the number of stitches closest to your piece of work to position E. On the same side as the carriage. Loosely wind yarn around the stem of each needle past the latches, going first to the left underneath, and then on top to the right of each needle. While doing this, with the thumb of your right hand, hold the last looped stitch in position against the edge of the needle bed to prevent it from unwinding. Pull back your slack yarn through the yarn antenna so that there is no loose yarn when you start knitting. Now, bring your carriage across and knit this row across, and you have increased several stitches. You can repeat this at either edge if desired. When you wish to decrease a stitch at the end of a row, you must use your one-eye transfer tool. Place the eye of the tool into the hook of the end needle. With the tool, push needle towards you until the stitch is behind the latch. You now must get the stitch onto your transfer tool in order to move it. This is done by pulling the tool that is hooked on to the needle forward until you see the stitch transferred from the needle onto the stem of the tool. Lift the tool with the stitch on it and transfer the stitch to the next nearest needle by bringing the eye of the tool upwards until you see the stitch transferred onto the next needle. This needle now has two stitches on it. To decrease a stitch at either end, it is done exactly as I have just instructed you. However, when there is a multiple decrease necessary, or stitches are to be decreased at different intervals in the knitting, then there's another way to handle these situations. When the item you are knitting instructs you to decrease or reduce the number of stitches by a specific number to shape the garment narrower, it is sometimes necessary to do this by removing stitches in different parts of your knitting, not necessarily only at the edges. To do this, you must use your transfer tool. If you're decreasing single stitches across the row, then you use the one-eyed end. But if you're doing a multiple consecutive decrease, then it is faster and more convenient to use the three-eyed end of the transfer tool, 3G and H. When decreasing stitches, you must never drop the stitch, as this will cause the knitting to rip. Instead, you use the transfer tool and shift stitches from the needle onto the nearest working needle that will be decreased, so that it will knit in on the next row and thereby reduce the number of stitches. Please turn this record over. This side is finished.